Good morning. I remind you the mincha this afternoon is at 4:20 p.m. That learning in the shul this week is sponsored by Nachi in memory of his mother Rachelea Bas Noach, by a group in memory of Mrs. Annette Walk, Chana Bela Bas Reb Yeshua, and of course, as always, Mishnayos are studied by Le'ilui Nishma Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak, and Shamos of these wonderful people should have an aliyah. Today is the beginning of a 3-day dark period in Jewish history. Today is the day that the Septuagint was revealed, and on the other side of it, we are lucky to have Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, which was not taken by the nations of the world and to be used for their purposes. So, as David HaMelech declared in Tehillim, Lulei Sarascha Shashuei, Azavadati Bi'ani, if not for my Torah, your Torah that is my treasure, I'd be totally lost. So let's learn about the wonderful treasure that is Torah. We have been talking the last couple of days about the amounts that are necessary to convey tumah. What if I don't reach that amount? I bring it into my house or into my tent, right? And it's less than the sizable amount, but I have more than one piece. Or vechnisam shalosochabais. Or Rabdosa ben Horkanos mitar. Rabdosa ben Horkanos says there is not the right amount. So therefore, I don't become tummy within the process. The Chachamim say, if under the same roof you have the necessary amount to convey a tumah, there is going to be a tumah. Ketzat, so what are the cases over here? What if I touch two chatzizais, two half olive amounts from an avela? Oh, no, son, or I carry two of them. Uvameis, or if the person is dealing with a dead person. If I'm standing over a chatzi zayas and I'm touching a chatzi zayas, so nogeh b'chatzi zayas, a chatzi zayas ma'al ha'ahav. Or if I'm standing there and instead of having mistletoe over my head, I am it's a chatzi zayas min ames over me. Ma'al ha'shnek chatzi zayasim. Or if I'm standing so close, I'm standing over two chatzi zayasim at the same time. Or ma'al ha'chatzi zayas, chatzi zayas ma'al ha'ahav. Or I'm standing over a chatzi zayis, and a chatzi zayis is standing over me. So in all of these cases, Rav Dosa ben Horkanos mitar. Rav Dosa ben Horkanos says the person's going to be tar. Why? Because there's no one single source of tumah to create a tumah situation. The chachamim mitamim, and the chachamim say you'd be tameh. Aval anugel chatzi zayis v'davar achem al alav v'al chatzi zayis. What if I touch a half a zayis? And another half of Zayas is on top of me, and another thing is standing over me, and the chatzis, a different chatzis Zayas. Omal al chatzis Zayas, davar achem al alav al chatzis Zayas. So in all, I'm leaning over a chatzis Zayas, and there's something on top of both of us, which puts which is another chatzis Zayas. So Torah, in this situation, they'd be Torah. The Gemara in Chulin raises three possibilities as to why the difference between this case and the previous cases. So well, let's go just simply with Rav Zera, but under a different circumstance, we provide three different explanations. Rav Zera says the difference between the first couple of cases and these cases is that if you're within a certain small space called a tumah ritzutza, right? It's a compacted, cubed tefach. And so in such a situation, it's the same thing as touching. It's so close, so it's the same thing. It's cramped. It's as if the entire space is filled with tumah, and so therefore it's as if I touched the tumah. So therefore, even though there are two half sizes, and the tumah seems to be coming from two different places, one from ohel and one from touching, since it's a cramped space, we would treat it all as one. Some are Meir Afbezer, Reb Dosa ben Horkanos mitar v'chacham mitamen. Reb Meir says, not so. Even there would be a machalokas. Hakol tamei chutz min amage mamasa v'amasa im ohel. Everyone becomes tamei in all of these cases, except if they're two totally different titles: something touched with something carried with something that's just under the same tent. Because this is the rule. Kol shu mishemecha tamei. If the tumah is coming from the same source, then the tumah stands. Mishnei shemos tar. But if it comes from two different titles, then it's going to be tar. That's point number one. Point number two, Melo Tavad Rekushin is Paza Pesoch Habayis. What if I have a corpse powder and it's spread all over the house? Habayis Tamei, the house is going to be Tamei. Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon says, why is it going to be Tamei? It should be Torah, because in the end of the day, just like at the beginning, there would be nothing with it. So too afterwards, the fact that it's spread around shouldn't create a problem. What if I have a quarter log of blood that gets absorbed into the house? So then Abayis tar, then the house is going to be tar because there's no way to get back to that situation of Revias dam. Nivla b'ksus, if the blood gets absorbed into a garment, miskabesis fiyotzi mimenacha Revias dam tamea, if I were to wash it and the blood would come out and I'd have Revias dam, then it would be tameh. But if it wouldn't, it would be tahorah. The general rule over here is that when something is absorbed, so in such a situation, if it can't come out, there isn't going to be a tumah anymore. There's no place for the tumah, and there would be nothing to be conveyed. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.